You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business leading to business success. Today we are with Kaybach Lee, the president of Park America, a part of Park Systems. Park Systems is a world-leading manufacturer of atomic force microscopy, AFM, with a complete range of products for lab researchers and industry engineers in biological science, materials research, semiconductor, and storage industries. Kaybach, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me on the show.
You are very welcome. Good to have you. So for the benefit of our listeners, tell us a little bit about Park Systems.
Yes. In short, Park Systems helps enable nanotechnology by providing products that allow scientists and engineers to see, measure, and characterize things at a nanoscale, at a very small nanoscale. At Park Systems, we do this by manufacturing and supplying the industry with AFM products, and AFM stands for Atomic Force Microscopy. So prior to Atomic Force Microscopes, or AFM, scientists used optical microscopes, and they could only theorize the nano world because the optical microscopes had a limitation of how small you can see. After that came the electron microscopes to see smaller things, but this also had many limitations because sample preparation is very laborious. It has to operate in a vacuum chamber and is primarily for imaging. However, with AFM, you can use it in a manner similar to an optical microscope and see things down to molecular level, atomic level, as well as measure and characterize the sample on the study. So our founder and CEO, Dr. Sang-Yeol Park, was one of the first to commercialize the AFM back in 1989 after he came out of Stanford, where he did his PhD under Professor Quaid, who is the inventor of the AFM. So Park Systems has since led the AFM technology for various nanoscale applications, ranging from materials, chemical science, to biosciences, and for hard disk and semiconductor in general. Today, we have over 1,000 customers that include universities from coast to coast, from Stanford to Harvard, and over 90% market share in the storage industry.
So what types of industries does Park Systems primarily serve?
So we have three industries we serve. One is the research labs. These are mostly universities and national labs. The second is the semiconductor companies. And the third is the hard disk industry. In the research industry, our products are used very widely, from studying carbon nanotubes to seeing live cancer cells and its behavior, from something as mundane as seeing what really happens at nano level, the effects of whitening toothpaste on tooth enamel, or measuring the sharp edge of a razor blade, to things more cool as seeing for the first time in history the inside of a single live cell with open membrane with our Park XC Bio product. In the semiconductor and the hard disk industry, they use our products for failure analysis, quality assurance, and defect review. They use our tools to measure the roughness of a silicon wafer down to sub-angstrom level. This is pretty much the height of a single atom. And electrical measurements such as capacitance, and also to find and analyze defects in semiconductor design and also during the manufacturing.
Now, Park Systems offers a number of innovative products. Tell us about some of those items, if you would.
Yes. We have three lines of innovative products for each of those three segments I just mentioned. So for the research AFM products, we have recently introduced the most accurate AFM called Park NX10. It enables researchers to obtain accurate data, publishable results, much faster than before than with any other instrument. The innovation here is that with other conventional AFM, there is so-called Boeing effect after scanning for images. With Park NX10, we do not require such post-processing of the image. Also, innovation that, unlike others, we can scan images without touching the sample. And in our industry, this is a really big deal as it relates to accuracy, cost of operation, the sample preservation. So secondly, Park and Extend allows researchers to do more innovative studies through the use of our extensive number of measurement modes. And also, we have an open access design that allows scientists and researchers to do what they would like to do. And then we have the industrial FM products, and we also have a number of innovative innovations for this market segment. These include a standalone as well as for FM for production environment, automated. We are the only FM manufacturer who can do 3D scanning, a feature that is becoming increasingly important for the semiconductor industry as the device structures are really becoming smaller and smaller to the nanometer scale. Another breakthrough that we have here is our automatic defect review capability that can find hundreds of defects running automatically compared to only a handful of defects found manually within the same span of time. So we are the only one in the industry with these capabilities. Now, for biosciences, we have introduced Park XE Bio, the first and the only commercial microscopy that allows scientists to see live cells in its ambient liquid and temperature, something that scientists could never before see in such detail in a live state. The live HeLa cell image and published recently by Professor Ushiki using our Park XE Bio made really major headlines. So I'm really proud to say that Park XE Bio is opening a new whole paradigm in cell biology research.
Good information. Today we're joined by Kaibok Lee, the president of Park America, a part of Park Systems here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kaibok, what are some of the benefits or competitive advantages that distinguish Park Systems as a leader within its respective area of business?
Our competitive advantage comes from innovative technologies that are highly differentiated and only attained by Park. In research application, our competitive advantage at Park Connect Series is the accuracy of its AFM, easy to use, and the most number of measurements you can do. So the benefits for researchers are really for having accurate data that they can reproduce, productive nanoscale studies, and it allows them to do more innovative science. For semiconductor and hard disk industry, our Park FM is practically the only FM that can measure below 0.4 angstrom of roughness, which is required these days in a cutting edge in semiconductor manufacturing. We're the only ones that provide the 3D scanning, the only that provides automated defect reviews, and so these are the competitive advantages that we have vis-a-vis competition. Also, in biosciences, again, we are the only one to successfully introduce biomicroscopy using ioconductance that lets you see live cells, and this is a major breakthrough in our industry.
How do you envision Park Systems evolving or expanding in both the short and or the long term within the United States?
Yes, Park has grown steadily, and we are now reaching an asymptote where we can really accelerate our growth drastically in the U.S. through our innovative products. The U.S. is our most important market, not only for its market size, but also as the driver for our innovations. We innovate to meet our customers' demand, and that's how we grow. We win all together. As a matter of fact, most of the major innovations that I just mentioned actually comes from the collaboration working with universities and industry companies in the United States.
And finally, share with us, if you would, some examples of the company's recent successes.
Sure. Our recent successes include the capturing of over 90% of the hard disk industry market, and this is by outperforming our competition. This is a really big deal because hard disk industry's AFM requirement is probably the most stringent. More importantly, these manufacturers do not switch to another vendor unless they are absolutely sure, near and long term, because replacing one of the tools means eventually replacing all of the ones that they already have. And each of these tools cost around $1 million. So taking the whole market one by one during the past decade is really a testament to our customer service and technology strength. In research market, we are making successful inroads in the strength of our products again. Now, this market resembles more closely to consumer market because professors and scientists are often the sole decision makers and are easily swayed by marketing ads and prior brand biases. So we are converting one at a time, and they are in turn spreading the good word about Park systems. In biosciences, our Park XC biomicroscopy has been successful, successfully deployed and used in major marquee universities and national labs. And right now, they are generating extraordinary results, like I had mentioned earlier. Therefore, we see quite a bright future ahead of us.
Certainly do appreciate all the information, and good to hear about the successes that the company has experienced. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Park Systems online?
Yes. You can go to website www.parkafm.com. That is parkafm.com.
That's simple enough. We certainly appreciate you stopping by. He is Kay Bockley, the president of Park America, a part of Park Systems. Park Systems is a world-leading manufacturer of atomic force microscopy with a complete range of products for lab researchers and industry engineers in biological science, materials research, semiconductor, and storage industries. And the website, once again, is parkafm.com. K-Bock, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.